Hello, today we're going to bring you inside a band meeting, a We Are Scientists band meeting for the first time.
Legendary stuff. The industry is abuzz with talk of our band meetings, but very few people have ever actually, you know, gleaned what's involved.
Iranian secret services once bugged a meeting, and it made all the difference for them. They learned all kinds of stuff.
They didn't catch most of the references, though. A lot of cultural, very specific cultural stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that came from your and my sort of shared college years, and I think it was essentially no amount of reading the Wikipedia page will ever help you decipher what went on at that band meeting. This band meeting, we're going to try to keep a little more open in terms of the references and the allusions, although there will still be some pretty steep climbing, some heavy sledding, for those of you at home who aren't as quick or as well-read or as, you know, in shape or tan as you probably should be.
Get tanner. Get shaper in. Comma in.
Shape yourself. Yeah. In it.
Shape yourself lest ye be shaped by the Reaper into, you know, a puddle of sludge and bone.
That's right. Into whatever shape a ghost takes.
Ephemeral.
Amorphous.
Unless you lack... Okay, shape thyself lest ye lack shape, because you're amorphous and ephemeral.
I like that. I wish there was some way to fit that onto a license plate. But there would be... It'd be one of those license plates where you could tell it's a vanity plate, but you have no idea what it's supposed to be saying.
It would be dragging behind the vehicle, and in your case, aptly a limousine, like a wedding trail.
Mm. I think a good invention, and now we're deep into the band meeting.
Issue one. Yeah. Issue one.
Would be a way to, you know, project something more from the rear of your vehicle than just the allotted, you know, 6 to 8 characters, depending on the state.
Something that might be affixed to your bumper in a way?
Not a bumper sticker, though.
Okay.
I want something high-tech and more eye-catching that would actually emerge from your license plate. Like, the license plate would be an acronym. And then when people were in the correct, at the correct angle, like maybe 20 feet behind the car, anywhere from, you know...
What you're asking for is a hologram, I guess.
Yeah, essentially a hologram that a larger sentence would emerge.
Well, Chris, I mean, you know, I don't want to speak for science, but I think the day might be nigh. Because my feeling is if they can do a holographic Tupac at Coachella... We must only be 4 or 5 years away from holographic license plates. That's it. That explain what the acronym on your license plate is.
That seems like very firm reasoning. Do you think it's close enough that the commercial space has already been sort of claimed? Do you think we're too late to actually make a business out of this?
I think people are snapping up whatever the URL is on that business. People have tried everyone and bought them.
What about?
Yes.
Check this on your phone. Check this on your phone. Holographic LP acronym.
Holographic LP acronym?
Yeah, license plate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Taken.
It says, sorry, taken.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, then this technology is definitely out there and probably already in testing.
Well, then I guess there's nothing else to talk about at this meeting. Meeting adjourned, right?
Wait, I had an idea for a hot dog that has a pretzel center.
Oh, my God. Turn off. Wait. Delete that, because we need to get to the patent office fast.
I'll delete it. I think we can edit it afterwards, but that's big money, right?
Yeah, delete that, though, before Oscar Mayer... And family who I
Marlboro.
Know sit around their iPhone every Thursday and listen to our podcast together.
They were our first subscribers, and actually shout out to Oscar Mayer. But this is our secret. Here's another idea along the same lines that I just want to...
Didn't you learn your lesson with the with the hot dog thing?
I'm going to delete this whole.
Millions. Oh, okay.
I'm going to delete this whole section.
So you might as well say it.
Now I'm just taking notes. The only important thing is at the end of the podcast, I have to remember to hit save and not upload.
Okay. Yeah.
As long as at this point, this is clearly just minutes for the meeting. This is important stuff. We should stay on the record for ourselves. But obviously, we won't be uploading this podcast. Hot dog with a cigarette center.
Okay. For like barbecues, it lights up.
Yes.
As you're barbecuing. Okay. Has anybody developed a rat or mouse that hunts cats? That like you get to kill the cat problem you have?
Must be.
Yeah. I bet they did. I bet somebody did that.
I mean, how do you explain the lack of cats in some households?
That's how I actually came up with that idea. I got really scared. I noticed there weren't any cats at my friend's place. And then I wondered what was behind those walls. I imagined thumping. Heavy, heavy thuds.
The thing about a cat-hunting mouse or rat is that it doesn't necessarily need to be bigger. It just needs to be smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever seen the Tom and Jerry cartoons, Tom is always getting it handed to him. Or which one's the mouse? The
Jerry.
Cat...
Jerry is the mouse.
Okay, so yeah, Tom is always getting...
I guess the old Tom cat... You know, you've heard of a Tom cat.
No,
you've heard of a Jerry mouse.
I've heard of a Jerry mouse. What's a Tom cat?
It's like a male cat.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and confirm the tentative TBC order I had placed for a new Porsche based on today's meeting.
Yeah, you've earned it. You've earned it.
Indulge. Let me just hit save.